Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Call the show.
I almost pooped my pants this morning, and I really don't dislike, Tiny Tim.
402-466-3776.
I should stay up front. I kind of hate your radio show.
How often do you listen?
I don't know. Probably like four times a week.
Now, back to the show.
Hip, hip, hooray.
I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like a George Jones.
Welcome back into Gregeth and Hooks. Hooksy is out. He'll be back tomorrow. I'm Nick Gregeth, Willie J hanging out with you. If you missed it yesterday, Brooks Koepka, my guy. See, I told you. Him and DJ, man, they're my dudes. They're workout buddies. They're bros.
They were competing.
They were competing yesterday. Brooks Koepka held off Dustin Johnson, and Koepka came into the day with a 7-shot lead, which was the most, by the way, in that PGA tournament. It was the PGA Championship, and it was the largest in history, and heading into the final day. And he almost let that thing go.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the crowd was heavy on him, too, was getting after Koepka, chanting DJ every time he was walking to places and stuff.
No way.
And I like that Koepka, because he's a football player, and then he switched over to golf, which is amazing mm-hmm. in its own right. But I like that he was fine with it. He's like, you know, that's part of sports, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, and he's been golfing actually since he was a kid, but I don't think he started like competitively until after football.
Yeah, he did football and then decided he'd wanted to really take it up. And there's this old audio, I guess, of him from 4 years ago. I say old, but it's 4 years ago. Where he's talking about how he's better than Tiger Woods at everything, and he doesn't actually. And at that time, if you think about it, 4 years ago, he was. Right. That was when Tiger was in the middle of trying to battle back and wasn't actually all that good at a lot of stuff.
Dormant, yeah.
And Koepka ends up winning, and if you guys didn't see it, the best part of this was afterwards he's walking off, and I want to say his caddy walks up to him, someone does, and he's got his girlfriend with him, who she's gorgeous. But she tries to, once the camera goes on, she's trying to get the most of her opportunity. So she puts her arm around him and wants to go in for a smooch. And he's like, you can tell by his face, he's dialed in still.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he just walked off the course. He just won, you know, the championship. But it was a hard one that he had to fight to make sure he won, holding off DJ, his best friend. And he's still dialed in and laser-focused. So he kind of gives Nux to his caddy. She gets super mad, pulls her arm back, folds her arm, like we've all been there, fellas, folds her arms over, walks about two steps ahead of him, brushes her hair back. Oh, she was mad.
She was not having it.
No.
Mm-mm, that was embarrassing,
she
too.
She was trying to get that smooch.
Yep. Not a good look. Not a good look on, I think it's a good look on Koepka, because, man, he was winning a tournament.
Yeah, you know? he was going to win that thing.
Yeah.
And it's pretty neat. So what he did over the weekend, it was something that we had not seen ever, is that he is now back-to-back champions of two of the majors. And so he's the defending champ.
Yeah.
And he is – it's something we've never seen, and it's a pretty neat deal, actually, as you look at it.
There's another record he broke. So he has won four majors,
mm-hmm.
and I think – I got to see what his age is. So he's won four majors before 30. I'm pretty sure that's a record, winning four majors before turning 30, which is pretty amazing.
How many did Tiger have before 30? He had to have a whole bunch. Tiger had a ton, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, maybe I was wrong, but I'm pretty sure I saw he was breaking a record of some sort. I'll look. Yeah. I don't know what I was looking at then. But four majors before 30 is pretty remarable.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. Are.
Here's just to give you an idea, because I'm pretty sure Tiger, didn't he win like, I want to say he won like the vast majority of his were before. Because he won, let's see here.
He was 21, yeah.
Yeah, because
he won the Masters 21.
Yeah, because Tiger won. So if he won the Masters at 21, I'm pretty sure he won, like, didn't he win, like, 10 of his majors before he turned 30? It was something crazy. Because he was on pace. Remarkable. At one point, he was on pace to do. I mean, he's obviously still doing amazing things, but.
Yeah. Well, and he had a crappy weekend, too.
So if he was 21 in 97, Tiger was. Yeah. So he would have been 30 in 2006. He won every one of his majors but two.
Wow.
That he has before he turned 30.
Then I read it wrong.
Yeah, 97, 01, 02, 05 for the Masters, 2000, 02, 08 for the U.S. Open, 2000, 05, 06 for the Open Championship, and then the PGA Championship, 99, 2000, and 06, 07. So 06. So, yeah, he's all of them but two. But he was the first to go back-to-back, like, defending the defending champ of those of the two majors that he's won so far. He's the first one to defend both of those since, I think, like, 1905 is how far back they go. So it's basically the current era. I like that the current era of golf goes over 100 years.
Yeah, I totally, because I think the record he broke was he won the U.S. twice in a row, and then he won the, yeah.
Yeah, he defended those.
Is that what
two.
You said?
Yep, he was gotcha. Defending those, and that's no one had ever done that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, it's super impressive. And the other part of it too is, which I think is fun, is you've got Dustin Johnson, who now has the career runner up Grand Slam, where he's been runner up at every one of the majors, all four of them now.
Is that the record you want to have?
No, God, no. He's not. I'm sure he's not super happy about that. No. But. He definitely does have that, so he's been a runner-up at all four of them now. So we'll see. DJ, he's a hell of a golfer. There's some, man, I'll tell you, I was not much of a golf guy a few years back. I've kind of gotten into it, especially Hooksy kind of gets me going on golf a little bit. And there are, like, I think Woods, the energy surrounding, like, Woods, Koepka, Dustin Johnson, there's a couple other guys that when you see them out there, like, it's a little more electrifying than I remember what it was, like even early on when Tiger was doing his thing. There was a reason he was so popular, because he stood out. He had that electricity around him. Now you've got this whole generation of golfers now he's golfing with, but guys that are in their early 20s that grew up watching Tiger do that.
Yeah.
So now that's how they golf, you know, and they're electric, and they're out there fist pumping and doing all that stuff. I like it. It's more entertaining to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you like about golf? Like, what changed?
The electricity around it, and then also I appreciate it's like what we talked about on Friday with baseball. I appreciate how, like, Koepka walking off the golf course, he was dialed in. Those four holes that he had a bogey in a row, he bogeyed in four holes in a row on the back nine of his final day. He was in his own head. He said afterwards he was. He said, man, I kept getting up there after the first one. Then I was like, all right, the next hole I got to, I was like, I'm going to drive this one. Nope, drove it bad. So now I get to my third hole in a row, and I'm thinking about those last two. I like that golf, you have to compartmentalize those things, and you have to get rid of them.
Yeah.
And you have to, okay, it's a new hole. I'm on hole 16. I don't care what I did on this last hole. To be honest with you, I don't care about my last shot. I got to get up here, do what I'm supposed to do, and I'll be just fine. I like that aspect of it because it's similar to baseball in that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough as hell too.
You know, whereas like when you think of basketball, for example, NBA basketball, it's more muscle memory. You know, it's more I'm the feel of the game. I'm getting out there. I got adrenaline flowing. You know, I'm Steph Curry. I'm hitting these. I'm not shooting great this game, but I got to keep shooting, and it'll get there. You know, it'll drop eventually for me. Whereas, like, with golf, it's you have to clear everything out of your head. And I think that's a really interesting part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten into actually golfing just because I love being outside. I love it.
For me, it's like we've all tried golf at some point, and we all know how ridiculously hard it is. So to watch these guys go out and to play some of the best golf we've ever seen, it's amazing. I just think it's awesome.
I will say, after golfing, and don't let Jay Foreman know this. I don't know. I'm not going to. Don't. I will deny that I said this on the air. Foreman's a really good golfer. And being in person, so I couldn't imagine being at one of these events, what it looks like. Like, in person, watching somebody get up there and crank this thing you know, 300 dead straight, like multiple holes in a row.
Yeah.
It's impressive, man. It's like that's a pretty damn amazing skill set to be able to do that.
Yeah, I remember going up to just the senior open in Omaha. And, you know, they're old dudes. They can't hit it as far as they used to. But even just standing behind it and just seeing that ball, like, they hit it a freaking mile. It's amazing. I heard watching Bubba Watson hit a ball in person is just amazing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it is. Hey, all right, question. I'm going to throw this out there. I wish Hooksy was here for this stuff. Brooks Koepka, he threw out there at the beginning of the week, so before he won this, that double digits was in play for him for career major wins. Do you think Brooks Koepka can get double digits, so get to 10 or more in career majors?
I just don't know if golf is still the game where you see a player dominate every single tournament like we used to.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you think about it, what if I asked you 5 years ago if Rory McIlroy would get to double digit major, you said yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Because he was winning a bunch at the time,
uh-huh.
And he has gone cold.
He has. Yeah, I think he can.
Jordan Spieth was a guy that everybody used to talk about as the next Tiger, right? And now he's not.
Yep.
That's kind of cooled off a little bit.
I think he can. If he's got four in the past 2 years, yes, he definitely can.
I'm gonna say yes, only because I think he benefits from having played other sports and playing football and stuff, to where there's a reason he's my favorite guy. There's just something different about him.
Well, he's one of the longest drivers on the tour.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could do that, then yeah, I'd say you're pretty set. I think you could do it.
Let's see here. Another question for you. What do you make of Tiger?
Man, I mean, he sucked. And I don't know, did he call in sick? Did he claim he was sick at all over the weekend?
I hadn't heard that.
Somebody
but maybe
was saying that. I don't know if that's true, but he definitely played like crap, didn't make the cut, and I don't know. That's going to happen. We can't expect Tiger to come out here and be amazing every single round. It's definitely not.
Are you worried that he got his major and now he's kind of packing it in a little bit?
No.
No?
No, no, no. I think he'll keep it going. But that course, man, did you see a couple pictures, that rough? The rough that they were hitting out of?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
That was insane. Hard as hell. But I don't know. Yeah, you just didn't have a good weekend, I guess.
That'll happen.
I do think it's awesome how they moved this tournament up. I think it's great how we don't really have an off period of majors like we kind of did after the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's the right move to move the PGA up like they did.
That'll be good, man. That'll be fun. And, of course, we'll have your updates here on ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 as we get closer. And you can kind of keep an eye on those things. We always do updates on the station for you as we get there.
Did you bet on any golfers for the tournament?
So I got in late, so all I could do was Friday. So, of course, the tournament where Koepka is, like, crushing it and he's my guy, I get him every tournament. He wasn't available.
Ah.
I got DJ, though. I had Dustin. You just know I always pick DJ and Koepka. They're always my two because they're my two favorite golfers.
Good weekend to pick them both.
I know, man. Believe me, as I was watching this thing unfold, I was like, oh, I could have been making so much cash on this.
That's awesome.
And now Koepka's going to go out and not win another tournament this year, probably, because he just turns it on in the majors. That's what he does.
I'd bet him again this year.
I'm going to. I bet him in every one of them.
But, like, I would personally put money down saying I guarantee you he wins another major this year.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That'd make me happy.
U.S. Open.
I'm going to have to harass Hooks with that quote about him saying he's better than Tiger. Hooks will get all mad. All right, we'll take a quick break. What's Trending at 10's next?
You guys are great. I appreciate it.